I'm Michael Dean from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. Taos County Sheriff's deputies are being credited with saving the life of an 18-year-old Albuquerque man, who authorities say called his parents from the Rio Grande Gorge Bridge early one morning last month to speak with them one last time before he killed himself. Thanks to the actions of the deputies, though, he never jumped and is alive today. Hailed as a lifesaver by the Taos County Board of Commissioners, Deputy Jose Garcia, who has been a sheriff's deputy for 1.5 years and was driving across the bridge on his way home after a night of work at the same time, saw the young man, turned around at the end of the bridge, and went to speak with him. Eventually, Garcia calmed him down and, along with another deputy, Moro Rosales, were able to get him to the hospital. Governor Susana Martinez has signed a bill that clarifies a law that temporary disability for workmen's compensation will be limited to 700 weeks, just a few days under 13.5 years. The limit has actually been in statute for 24 years, but some felt it needed to be clarified after a Supreme Court decision altered industry practice by removing the 700-week limit for temporary disability benefits. Without the clarification, a temporary benefit could mean a lifetime benefit due to an earlier court ruling, meaning a possible huge potential for increased costs to all employers. With workmen's compensation premium costs increasing faster in New Mexico than in other states, the statute clarification was needed according to those backing it, so premiums paid by employers don't increase to the point where they have to choose between paying their premiums or laying off employees. The clarification in statute also makes mental impairment benefits equal to physical impairment benefits. On Tuesday, the New Mexico Association of Commerce and Industry announced that a bill to improve accountability and fairness for businesses and individuals addressing tax disputes was signed into law by Governor Martinez. The Tax Administrative Hearings Office Act establishes an independent hearings office separate from the State Taxation and Revenue Department. Currently, the TRD uses an internal hearing officer system for handling administrative protests, raising questions about accountability and transparency. The bill signed into law will replace this approach with decision makers independent of the Taxation and Revenue Department, administratively attached to the Department of Finance and Administration. As a result, businesses and individuals can be more confident about making sure disputes are resolved in a fair, unbiased way. And you're up to date. I'm Michael Dean from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. A man who was reported missing on the Taos Mesa last Sunday was found unharmed Monday morning following an overnight search. Greg Romero and two friends were hiking Sunday afternoon looking for antlers. The group split up. Romero's buddies got worried when he did not meet them back at their vehicle before sundown. They called state police, and the search was begun around 9:45 Sunday night by dozens of volunteers, along with search teams from the Taos Search and Rescue, Taos Ski Valley Search and Rescue, Santa Fe Search and Rescue, Mountain Canine Corps Search and Rescue, and the Santa Fe Sheriff's Posse. Romero was found Monday morning around 9:30. He said he was well-equipped to spend the night in the wild with a backpack containing food, water, rain gear, a pullover, and materials to start a fire. On Monday, Governor Susana Martinez brought together Native American tribal leaders from around the state to sign a new gaming compact, which will allow them to operate casinos for another 22 years. The compact is the result of 3 years of hard work and good faith negotiations between Governor Martinez and tribal leaders, addressing each tribal government's unique challenges and priorities in a fair and responsible way. It preserves the established framework of tribal gaming in New Mexico while giving tribes important tools that will help them continue to grow and thrive. The compact is being called a balanced approach that provides economic development opportunities for tribes, protects the revenue the state receives, and ensures safe and responsible tribal gaming in New Mexico. Under the terms of the agreement, the tribes will provide regular reports to the state about their gaming activities so the state can identify problems quickly and work with tribes to resolve them. State regulators will have better access to information than ever before to ensure compliance with the compact terms. The tribes have agreed to increase the revenue sharing amounts they pay to the state. If you see news happening, call the tip line at 575-613-1130, and you're up to date. I'm Michael Dean from your Northern New Mexico newsroom.